The next patient is Pauline Barber. The last name is B-A-R-B-E-R. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old white female that is following this office because of the presence of CKD3B. The etiology of this CKD is most likely associated to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hyperuricemia, period. In the latest laboratory workup, the serum creatinine remains at 1.6 and the estimated GFR is 31 mL per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Number two, the patient is no longer with anemia. The hemoglobin is reported 12.7. Following number, the patient has a history of gout. The serum uric acid is in the low side, 1.5 milligrams per cent. She's taking Uloric 40 milligrams every day. We know that this patient has a deposition of uric acid in the body. The arthritis has improved significantly ever since we started the patient on this medication. Because this uric acid is 1.5, we are going to just switch this medication to 40 milligrams daily for 5 days and 2 days of holiday. Following number, rheumatoid arthritis that is treated by Dr. A. Torres. The last name is Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. She continues to be in hydroxychloroquine and prednisone. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism that has not deteriorated. Following number, vitamin B12 deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient has a systolic murmur 3/6 that is followed by Dr. Torres, the cardiologist. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with pantoprazole. Period, we are aware that the pantoprazole could impair the kidney function. And the patient develops severe symptoms when she stopped this medication. She couldn't tolerate famotidine. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 to 4 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.